CliffCentral.com. The following business conversation is brought to you by Trudon, the publisher of the Yellow Pages and proud supporter of small business in South Africa.
Hello.
Hi, Dave from A1 Builders in Pretoria.
Yeah.
It's Dan. I found your number on the internet and I need you to build me a room, the purpose of which I cannot disclose.
What?
Fine. It's a sunroom. Can you start immediately?
It's 4 a.m.
I'm sure it's 4 a.m. somewhere, Dave, but here in SA, it's 10.
You mean USA?
There's more than one Pretoria out there. For the quickest and most efficient way to find what you're looking for, start your search with yellowpages.co.za or download the app. Yellow Pages, for local, reliable results.
Morning, everyone. Welcome to the Leadership Platform Small Medium Business Leadership Feature. I'm Richard Angus, hosting the show today for Adrian Groenewald, who's out of town for the next 2 weeks. Today, we're going to be talking about how to make your business service or product offering relevant during those special days of the year, and what you should be thinking about as a business owner. Joining me in studio today is Andrew Ranston, the Managing Director of Corporate Gift Shop, and he's going to be chatting to us about this. In terms of, however, before we get to that and talking about those special days of the year, we're still waiting for Catherine. She's not on the line yet. Okay, so perhaps, Andrew, let's start while we're waiting to see if we can get Catherine online for our inspirational thought. Perhaps, you know, questions from my side. You know, we talk about the special days of the year and where that puts us as business people. You know, good old Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, Earth Day, Youth Day, Christmas Day, Easter, all these special days of the year. And, you know, people often ask themselves, well, as corporates, as businesses, as small businesses, should you do anything on these special days? Are they relevant? Should you do anything with your product offering? Should you do anything with your staff? What is your experience out there? You guys play in this market and are associated as a supplier into this market. Tell me a little bit about what are the issues, what are the drivers that companies see in these special days? How do they capitalize on these days?
Morning, Richard. Thank you very much for having us on today. These days are obviously very important on the calendar of marketers. They are emotional days for a lot of people. You know, they involve families, which, you know, obviously inspire or, you know, instill emotions in everybody. And, you know, for marketers, it is obviously important to try and attach to that or associate yourselves to that or your products. So it is looked at, you know, to try and capitalize on those days, definitely.
I think and it's probably something that we don't talk about enough in this show, because we tend to be focused on, you know, the elements of the business and the more technical things we often talk about. But we don't talk about the emotions often that people connect with. And you've raised a very valid point right there of that emotional connection with the day connects people and connects families often into that connection. You know, Christmas, the moment you say Christmas, people are thinking about Christmas lunch and sitting down with the family. It's an automatic connection. And I think that, you know, when you talk about Mother's Day, Father's Day, for example, even Easter, you know, those are the things that invoke strong emotions, as you say. So, okay, good point. So the marketers want to connect with you at that emotional level, and while they connected with you emotionally, then they want to start engaging on other issues.
100%. You know, that's the golden prize, as they say. If you can get your clients to connect to your products or services on an emotional level, half the battle is won. You know, you've connected with them, and that is ultimately what we're all trying to achieve. You know, when you talk about Mother's Day and Father's Day, things like that, you know, you might look at it from a very different perspective, depending on what type of company environment you're coming from and what type of budget that company has. But, you know, you can utilize it or capitalize it on those days, no matter what your budget is. You can, for a smaller SME, you can capitalize on it too. You don't have to have a massive campaign on the TV or the radio to connect with your clients. And I think that's a very important thing that people often overlook, you know, and in overlooking that, you can also miss those opportunities which are vital.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously, you know, and let's be honest, in today's day and age of cost focus and everybody's watching the costs, you know, how do big companies go about using those special days of the year? Give us some examples of some of the good things that you've seen and perhaps some of the stuff that maybe didn't work so great for the company out there.
All right. Well, you know, I think that it's important to differentiate that above the line and below the line the type of marketing that we're talking about here. And yeah, you know, above the line would be the more TV and radio type of stuff. But yeah, the below the line is obviously what we're more focusing on. And you know, that all came about in the early 50s when a company decided to break up their spend. Actually, Procter & Gamble in the States decided to break up their advertising spend between you know, the companies that do the advertising or the campaign work and the people that actually do the promotional work. You know, so that's where our industry, the corporate gifts or marketing industry, was actually you know, started. And yeah, you know, and you know, looking at the cost scenario is obviously a huge factor in that, because you have to have a budget for your campaigns, and you've got to reach the people that you want to reach. Mm-hmm. And I think where the power lies with promotional gifts is that you can target your spend very specifically to your clients. And you know, and it's a more personal thing. You know, it's something that they can hold and keep, and it's got their logo on it, and maybe your message on it. So, you know, if it's a Father's Day thing, you know, you could send them a gift around that, or a Valentine's Day, a gift maybe with "You're always in our hearts" going to a secretary. You know, it means something, and it's I think it's more special to them.
Okay, so give me some examples of the things that you've seen done in the world of corporate gifting around some of these days. What are some of the things that have worked? You've talked now of the gift to the secretary, you know, always in our hearts on Valentine's Day, and makes her think of you at every opportunity. What are some of the other examples that you've seen that you think of, you thought, hey, that was a great idea?
Well, you know, stress balls come out quite often in this day and age, but you know, it's what we like to do is we prefer to sit down with the marketers and take a look at their year coming up. You know, a lot of times it isn't just centered around those days, but around campaigns that they might be running, or products or services that they'll be looking to introduce into the marketplace. And I think time is the currency, you know, when it comes to these types of things. You need time to plan and to brainstorm a good campaign for your clients. You know, and
so is the message there, A, don't rush this. So think
definitely.
It carefully. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. You know, if we have a lot of time, and I know that you've got a campaign coming up in 2 or 3 months, I can specifically source a product for you in China, have it tailor made exactly, you know, to your. We've just done a campaign, for example, with chocolate shaped USBs. You know, you just can't find that here in a week. It's not going to happen. But if I've got 2 months. For sure, you know, the industry will be able to source you exactly what you're looking for. And with that time, it makes it a much more personal gift too, because you've enabled the ideas to come to fruition. You haven't just, rushed on a deadline and sent out a bunch of chocolates on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think the one thing that always strikes me, and I know it shouldn't, but it always does, is how easily we get surprised by these days. It's almost like, you know, we didn't see Valentine's Day or Father's Day coming, or Easter or Christmas for that matter, and suddenly it's upon us and we're running around like crazy people. I mean, I'm pretty sure if I was to do a quick snap survey and phone 10 companies at random and say, you know, when did you start planning, or when did you start thinking about Valentine's Day potentially for your staff? I'll probably get the answer about the week before, because that generally tends to be my experience, what happens. So I think there's a message in that for companies out there, is that if you're just going to almost forget about it and then respond to it the week before, at best you're going to get a haphazard, you know, dropkick type of event 100%. Happening, you're going to lose the maximum. You're going to spend on it, and you're not going to get the benefits out of it. What I'm hearing from you is a carefully crafted, planned execution actually gets you into the minds and hearts of your customer base and your staff, And I'd like to talk about that in a moment. But it gets you into that emotional connected space with them, and then you can capitalize on that effectively. You don't get it from a shotgun type of approach. Now, I've used the terms, you know, staff and customers, because I think these days connect for all people, okay, and I'm just identifying those two spaces as critical components. I think as well, one of the other thing, and I mean, we talk about special days of the year, and we go immediately to the instant, let's call it traditionals, of the Western world. But I think it's important for us to realize, particularly in a multicultural society of South Africa, that there are other days that are becoming and are as important. You know, right now we're in an environment where fasting is happening in our country. Are people aware of that? Are staff conscious of that? And if they've got a member of staff that's of another faith, that's not, let me call it, not in the traditional Western mainstream faiths, they need to be aware of that. You know, Festival of the Lights, etc. You know, people need to be aware of the fact that there are other days and other events that are on the calendar that potentially need to be celebrated and recognized. And there might be a small section of your customer base that, you know, prior to the month of Ramadan for fasting, for example, you may wish to send out something to them that's appropriate and recognizes and acknowledges that they do exist and that you're aware of them as a customer base. And it might just be a handful of clients for you in amongst a whole lot of clients. But I'm pretty sure that connection is, because it is often a smaller group, is often a far better connection, because they recognize and say, okay, so you see me as an individual rather than as part of this collective of your customer base. And so you've made the effort to actually connect with me and A, know who I am. And I think there's also, that's probably the subtlety in this, is it's not just saying, hey, it's Christmas, or hey, it's Easter, or Father's Day, or Mother's Day, but going, you know that I am of such a faith, or that I celebrate Christmas, or I celebrate Easter, or I would be connected with this, or Earth Day is important for me, or Youth Day is important for me. Therefore, you've identified with me and you've connected with me as an individual. And so if you're making the effort to know me, perhaps as your customer, I must make a bit more effort to know you and thus connect.
100%. And, you know, those connections happen when you know your customers and clients well. And, you know, as you've said, the way to capitalize that is on that is to know them well. And, you know, planning is, and sitting down with them and having that chat is where, you know, that all lies. That's the crux of the matter. So, you know, definitely, I would say that it's paramount importance to sit down with your clients and have those discussions and recognize these days and do the planning for them. You know, that's what branders and marketers are there to do. You know, that your clients or customers should take care of their business, and you know, you should take care of your clients and notify them of these days that are coming up. You know, a lot of people don't remember Secretary's Day or Father's Day or, you know, whichever the Boss's Day is another big one that's growing in the marketplace, until the day is right there. And then it's sometimes a little bit too late, you know.
And then we divert to revert to the usual, here's a box of chocolates.
Here's a box of chocolates, whereas the personalized gift with your name, you know, engraved on it means a lot more. And I think that, you know, as you touched on there in the multicultural society like ours, it is definitely growing. You know, the awareness around that is definitely growing in the market space, and people are a lot more focused on recognition of staff members, and you know, staff retention is also a big thing. So recognition is a huge part of that, and you need to make people feel that they are part of the team, wanted, recognized, and that you know who they are. You see who they are.
Okay. Now, I mean, obviously, sometimes this planning works well, sometimes it doesn't. I must say, I think if there's one thing that as a person who's sometimes received these gifts, the one thing that always strikes me is I wonder the upside or the uptake of a dear sir or dear client type of engagement. I think that, for me, is always almost the no-nos of how you don't do this. So if you're going to send me something, and particularly if it's anything of any value, please put my name on it and know who I am. What are the other kind of do's and don'ts in the space that you see out there?
Well, you know, the big don't, in my opinion, is don't let your gift be construed as a bribe. You know, it's one thing giving somebody a little gift that shows them that they're special, that speaks to them. You know, it could be something as small as a little plastic pen, you know, for a lot of people. But, you know, to present somebody with a 1,000 rand bottle of whiskey or something is a very different scenario.
Yeah.
But, you know, utilizing these days and capitalizing on these days to give clients sometimes small but regular gifts, you know, it shows your clients that you are thinking about them, and I think that is also the key thing in marketing. You know, the clients want to know that you are thinking about them and their products and their services, and how you can assist them all the time. So this is one of those avenues that is relatively has a low ROI or low cost on, you know, to gain a very high ROI. Mm-hmm. Whereas above the line is a much more, as you said earlier, shotgun type of approach, and you know, it's a hit and hope. You know, the 80-20 principle can come into play here, and you can focus, 80% of your time and efforts on 20% on those 20% of your clients that are bringing the 80% of your revenue, and you know, it definitely pays dividends.
Okay, I guess the one thing that strikes me as well is the opportunity to use the day, the special days, to connect your clients with your product offering in some kind of unique way. I'll never forget. I was told of a particular company that wanted to do a proposal to a potential client out there, and I guess this is kind of a relevant, you know, the relevancy element comes in here. And what they did was this company sent the MD of this company that they the potential company a box, a shoe box. They found out what his shoe size was, and they sent him a shoe that he would wear, but they sent him one shoe. And in the covering note, they said, you know, they personalized a note to him, handwritten, not computer generated, handwritten note that said, "Dear whoever it was, you know, we believe that we would be a great fit for your company. Please could you give us 30 minutes of your time so that we can come and present our ideas to you. We commit that when we have that meeting, we'll bring you the other shoe and prove we are a great fit." And I thought that was quite a novel way of using, the concept. And I mean, I'm just using it as an illustration here, but finding something that, you know, that talks to what you are as a business and what your products and services are like. I mean, they didn't sell shoes. In fact, I think they were a consulting company, if my memory serves me correct. But it was about, their whole thing was the fit with the company. They believed they were a good fit with that entity, and that they could really add value to the entity. And so they then, you know, did that good old jump along and said, okay, let's use a shoe as the fit component. And they used the analogy, and it worked really, really well. By the way, they did win that business.
Sounds like a very good campaign.
Yeah. So they decided that was the way to connect with their client base. And I guess everybody out there needs to think, as leaders in business, they need to think about those novel ways that they can create a successful connection with their products and services in a way that their clients can connect and say, "Hey, that gift came from so and so on this day, and that's what it means to me."
100%. You know, we've seen lots of campaigns with clever little things attached. They don't have to always be as expensive as giving out shoes. You know, you could think of incorporating a magnifying glass with a tiny little message there that they'd have to, you know, magnify to read. You know, maybe all the details are in the fine print, or you know, something to that perfect, but I think those clever little things definitely are what grab your client's attention. Mm. And the branding behind it all is what stays. You know, if you do give a gift, not necessarily a shoe, but you know, something else that has got a logo on it or your company's thing, it stays there. You know, it doesn't disappear into thin air. It's something that that can keep on giving them the value over and over again.
And the brand recognition,
100%
being connected with you, that emotional connection,
100%. Yeah.
So, Andrew, just tell me a little bit more about the corporate gift shop. I mean, you guys started up. It was an entrepreneurial space in this particular market that you guys started up with. Tell us a little bit about what the corporate gift shop is about, how you started, and what were the things that you thought about as you started up.
We started in 1997. You know, the market has changed a lot since then. We identified a need for people to brand and sell gifts and clothing in-house. So we embarked on a long learning curve of learning how to brand and get gifts and items, and then which now today we do all in-house. You know, and then since then it's just been a case of making clients happy, you know, finding out what they want, building relationships, building campaigns around that. We do a lot of agency work with campaigns as well, with clients, if they do have upcoming promotions or launches going on. And, you know, that's pretty much, we've carved out our little space in the market. You know, we work around very tight deadlines, as the whole industry will tell you. You know, sometimes, you know, deadlines are crazy. You know, they're less than a week, and, you know, clients will need things branded with their logos or embroidered. But it's a hugely growing industry in South Africa. It's becoming something a lot of people are a lot more aware of. You know, branded offices. Gear, for example, is huge, you know, in a sales type of environment, and yeah, we're happy to be here and play in that space.
Mm. Now, tell me, I mean, as an entrepreneur, and I mean, we talk about, and we try and get everybody that joins us on the show, we try and get a little bit of insight into their businesses and their world as an entrepreneur, and you fit that mold. What were some of the lessons you learned in the first few years that you kind of looking back and said, well, hey, if I'd known that on day one, you know, I now know it 5 years later or, you know, 10, 15 years later, but if I had known that on day one, wow, I would have done something so different.
Mm.
Are there any things that come 100%, to mind?
You know, with gifts specifically, the branding side of our business has been quite a big learning curve. You know, screen printing, pad printing, laser engraving, all in house, and everything has a different method, and it's you know, quite unique to the corporate gifts industry. But I would say that in business in general, you know, the internet has become such a vital tool in getting your service offering across to your clients. I wish I'd known a lot more about SEO back in the day, and online marketing. I think these things are vital to getting your business out there, or the name of your business out there. You know, passion is always something that is essential to the whole thing, and that can drive you in the right direction. But it takes skills and knowledge to put your products or your service offering in front of the right people who make the decisions. I think that's where the trick lies.
Mm. Now, I think, and Lou will support me on this one, we talk about, in the leadership part of the show, they talk about the essences of things that you identify that are key. And, you know, I've tried and pull out the little elements as we go through on the SMB show. And I mean, the one thing that's so core that keeps coming up time and time again is knowing how to position your product, knowing what your value proposition is, and then how to make sure that works for your client base, and that your client base can get to it, understand it, and that it actually activates with them and lives with them.
Richard, just want to mention an essence which you've brought out very effectively, and it really impresses me as well, Andrew, is the fact that this special day approach, one realizes, of course, it applies in many other areas as well. The fact that staff and customers as well, it's not a disjointed thing. And this is the key, as you mentioned at the beginning, this takes a strategic viewpoint, and in the following year or two, this should be a vital part of my... So therefore, in the leadership planning, It should be a vital part so that the staff can become aware of it and start spending their time and effort in it. Because when you do it at the last moment, it comes across as superficial and often as a bribe, as you say. This takes integrity. And I love that principle. So
we're trying to avoid the bribes.
Put it part of your strategic plan. And, of course, it's got many implications. For instance, Richard, even the principle of in times of Christmas, for instance, not only the fact that you look at the gifts part, but also in terms of your lack of business, for instance, in some cases. So it's a special day or special period time. So I think it's just a leadership imperative to consider as part of your general planning. Then that could lead to a little more peace of mind and confidence and not this hurried rush action, which is so detrimental. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. And you can also play with the days too. You don't have to, you know, around some of these days, you're bombarded. I mean, if you think about Valentine's Day on the TV and radio, all you see is gifting companies advertising and chocolates being advertised and other services like that. So it's very difficult to squeeze your products or services in at those times and be unique and stand out. So, you know, you might want to send your Christmas gifts out in July and have a Christmas in July campaign and, you know, wrap them up in a nice gift or with some, you know, some Christmassy type of message attached to it. You know, these are the things that work. You've just got to be different about it. And I think, you know, as I said, it just comes down to planning. That's 100%. If you've got a week to think about something rather than a week to deliver on something, it makes a huge amount of difference.
Authenticity too, you see.
Yeah, it gets back to those essences. Yeah. But I think the something that's very strong here is the emotional connection you talked about and the planning. Now, if you get an emotional connection with no plan, we all know that that's very dangerous because you've invoked an emotion and an emotional space with customers and staff potentially, and then you kind of let it fall.
That's flat. An emotional reaction.
Yeah, that's you'll invoke an emotion,
right.
And it then becomes a reaction when you fail to deliver on effectively.
It's your body language you're sending out there, and it's not a good
yeah,
brand.
It's not great for your brand. So yeah, I think there's an important lesson there. So Andrew, in closing, I mean, what advice could you give to entrepreneurs out there? They're thinking of starting a business of their own, perhaps some learnings you had in the corporate gift shop, and then to, as we close out, you know, things that, to think about in this world of making those special days special.
Advice. Wow. Well, I think, first of all, don't be afraid to ask for help and advice from people, you know, to go in with the attitude that you know it all. It may be good for your confidence, but it certainly won't be good for your results. There are a lot of people out there who've been down that road who are willing to help you, and, you know, some of them like to also bounce the ideas off you. So I would definitely not be afraid to ask for help. Yes. Secondly, I think, be aware that you will be making mistakes. You know, nothing comes, you know, without those mistakes. And decision-making ability is the most powerful thing that you can possess as an entrepreneur. So when you do make a mistake, just make another decision and get your way out of that. Yeah, you know, I think, and just make sure that you have fun along the way. You know, make decisions often. Realize when you're a little bit off course and try and rectify yourself. If you're not having fun, it's not going to last. You know, that's one of the vital things for me, I think, in life. You've got to enjoy it. So, yeah, do that and keep on asking yourself how you can be different. You know, innovation is where the gaps come.
That's great. Great. Well, Andrew, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Richard.
It's been great to have you with us. Lee, thank you very much. It's been great. Visit leadershipplatform.com for all things leadership. Next up in the Leadership Masterclass, Rich Simmons will be joined by Steve Maraboli. This conversation was brought to you by Trudon. Visit trudonhome.co.za for all your small business marketing needs. Trudon, it's our business to grow your business.
Hey, Juan Cleaners, Worcester. Conrad speaking.
Hi, Conrad. This is Chad from the Glen Gables Hotel in Worcester. We're looking for a new cleaning service. I found your number on the internet. Would you be interested?
Yeah, Flip, great. Where are your offices?
Well, on the corner of Alaho and Aldo, across from the Beef Cack and Tag Shack.
Cack and what?
There's more than one Worcester out there. Reach a more relevant audience by advertising with the Yellow Pages. Visit yellowpages.co.za and get listed online with South Africa's most trusted business directory. Yellow Pages, for local, reliable results.
Cliffcentral.com